Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Wednesday, December 15, 2010. Today, Israeli military arrested seven Palestinians in a series of raids near the cities of Tulkarem, Tubas, Jenin, and Ramallah. The arrestees were identified as Abdul Sitar Halek, Nebi Awad, and Salah Aliyah. No information was provided about the identities of the other five people. In addition, soldiers blockaded and photographed the Al-Nabi Mata Mosque in the village of Beit Umar near Hebron. No explanation was given by the Israeli troops about the reason of the invasion, although local sources said the move could anticipate a demolition operation. Israeli soldiers also raided on Tuesday the house of the Hamas member of the parliament Shamira Al-Halaika in Hebron after stopping tens of cars questioning all people inside. Last month, Israeli forces already stormed her house in a night raid and took away her eldest son Anas, who is still in an interrogation center. In Gaza, a Gulf delegation arrived to the Strip with two plane loads of humanitarian aid after landing in Egypt. With regard to this fact, a report by the health ministry in Gaza reported that 137 essential medicines are completely out of stock in the hospitals. In addition, the health ministry reported that only the 37% of necessary medicines have been allowed to enter in the Strip this year due to the ongoing Israeli blockade on Gaza. Meanwhile, police officers reportedly found, during a raid, weapons and narcotics in a shop in northern Gaza City. No arrests were made. Also in Gaza, marking the 23rd anniversary of the founding of Hamas, the Prime Minister of the deposed government, Ismail Haniyeh, claimed on Tuesday that in the next elections, Hamas will get the West Bank and Gaza with more votes than before. Haniyeh also asked Fatah to abandon the negotiation table with Israel and to focus on the Palestinian unity. Also in the Strip, two men were injured in their lower legs on Tuesday by Israeli fighting in the northern Gaza Strip. Both men claimed to have been collecting rubble from buildings in the area destroyed during the Operation Cast Lead. In a separate report, and in connection with the local stations shut down on Monday, the Palestinian Authority informed that three local radio stations would be reopened after settling registration and licensing issues, according to Man News sources. Also today, Quds Press reported that several Israeli Knesset members have called for the assassination of the former Arab member Azmin Bishara while approving a bill which strips him to parliamentary pension. Bishara resigned from the Knesset in 2007 after being charged by the Israeli authorities for transmitting information to Lebanon's Hezbollah. In other news, a joint initiative between Ramallah's International Art Academy and the Van Abbey Museum in Netherlands is trying to bring a picture by the Spanish artist Pablo Picasso to Ramallah to be placed at the Academy publicly. The artwork is Buste de Femme. In Israel, 150 asylum seekers were repatriated on Monday night as officials believed they entered the country illegally.